Hi, I'm Rebecca Chan. I serve on Evergreen's missional exec team. And it is my absolute pleasure to introduce one of our longtime missional partners to you. This is Glenn and Rita Chapman. They've been serving in Kikongo, a small village in DR Congo, for almost 3 decades now. And I cannot wait to hear how God has been speaking to them during this time.
Okay, I'm standing by the Yasa stream. And this is a path leading from other villages to Kikongo. There's a stretch of about 20 kilometers here before you get to the next water. So any voyagers, any travelers, like the guys that just walked by, they're tired and they want rest, and they'll rest here for a little bit before heading up the hill to Kikongo. We're in the midst of the dry season. It hasn't rained here for over 2 months. Everything is dry and sandy and dusty. And this location where we've built this bridge, it's become a place of rest for the weary. People stop here along the edge of the water. This guy is washing clothes and cleaning his motorcycle. But people stop and they take a break and they eat and they rest and they'll change clothes before heading up the hill to Kikongo. And it's interesting that the Yasa stream, even though we're in the dry season, the Yasa stream flows all year long. Day and night, it doesn't dry up. The water is fresh and clean and abundant. And during the dry season, the water in the swamp, it gets stagnant and it doesn't flow. It gets dirty and smelly and it's not useful for much of anything. But the Yasa stream, it's healthy and it flows all the time. And it's interesting that the Hebrew word that's used in Psalm 23 is menoach. I teach Hebrew at the university to the theology students. And so Psalm 23, we use menoha, which describes water that isn't necessarily still, but the waters of rest. A place where you can come by and your soul can be still. Not necessarily that the waters are still, but it's a place that brings stillness to your soul. And so we're all on a journey. And the journey's often hot and dusty and tiresome. And we need a place to rest, a place of refreshment. Even God rested when he created the world. And so our souls cry out for the refreshment, for the life-giving waters of refreshment and rest. And Jesus said, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And in Jesus, we can find our rest. Jesus is the true shepherd who guides us to the source of water, that source of abundant water, that living water that provides rest for our souls. So thank you for taking this journey with me by the Yasa stream that is gives us the image of the 23rd Psalm, by the waters of rest.
Hey. Oh, oh, hey, hey, yeah, silly thing you.
Good morning, Evergreen family. My name is Joshua Koh, and I serve on Evergreen's missional executive team. It is my joy and privilege this morning to introduce you to two longtime Evergreen missional partners, Mike and Jill Lowry. They serve in the Congo, and I am really excited to hear what they had to share with us this morning. God bless.
Good morning, Evergreen Baptist Church. My name is Jill Lowry. My husband, Michael, and I are global servants with international ministries, and we serve in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. It brings me great joy to bring you greetings this morning. Mike and I are just so grateful for Evergreen Baptist Church. You guys have supported us for almost 20 years, and we just want you to know that we love you and we're so thankful for you. Pastor Jonathan told me that you're going to be looking at Psalm 23. And he asked me to share some reflections on those verses, and how Jesus and the role of the shepherd has impacted our life during this time of COVID. And it has definitely been a challenging time. I'm sure it has been for you as well. For us in Kinshasa, we've had many times of confinement and many times where we've literally had to hide out in our home because of violence, or every time during the political cycle when there are elections, things get dangerous. And so we've had to hide out. And just last year we went through that and we had a lot of time at home. And so I was really looking forward to this year, and especially this starting in January through June. I thought, great, life has just become normal, and we're going to be able to finish all of our projects and get so much ministry and work done. And then COVID came. And I just remember praying and really complaining to the Lord when I heard about the quarantine. And Michael said to me, you know, this is not something that's going to be 2 weeks long. We're talking possibly 6 weeks, 2 months. He was looking at all the graphs and the numbers every day. And he said, you need to prepare yourself that we might be confined till September. Of course, I didn't believe him. I thought at that time, there's no way that I can stay confined for that many weeks. I think you know I'm quite an extrovert, and that was a great challenge for me. And I was just praying, and I said to the Lord, I don't see why you want us here in Kinshasa to just stay in our homes. Lord, we have to be able to go out. And I really felt God say to me in my spirit, I'm asking you now to be still and to wait on me. And I felt like he said to me, if you have to go somewhere, now's the time to go in. And that really struck me, that thought of going inward if I can't go out. And so for me personally, I have been working on that. I have really enjoyed times of prayer and Bible study and, you know, Zoom meetings, praying with other people by Zoom and on WhatsApp. It's been challenging. I have often prayed that God would give me the courage to be willing to journey inward, and just dealing with some things that I don't take the time to deal with very often. So that's what this journey has been for me personally. Now, I have to say that just a couple of weeks after dealing with the idea of being confined for many weeks or months at a time, I was contacted by an international medical group. It's Interchurch Medical Association, and they know that through Mitendi Women's Center, we work with a lot of seamstresses. And they said, you know, we cannot get masks, the disposable masks. There aren't any in the world. And we're looking for someone who can make masks for ourselves. And it's a long story, but to cut it short, they said, we're doing a project of 100,000 masks, and we'd like to know if your center would head up that project. And so it took some time and a little bit of research, but we got that going. And I was actually given a special pass so that I could get through all the barriers and things and be able to move around the city so we could purchase supplies and distribute materials to seamstresses and to be able to train people and do all the things needed. So in the end, it turned out that I have not been as confined as other people. Michael has really spent most of his time here at the house doing all of his services for his church online and things like that. But I have been working carefully with seamstresses around Kinshasa to do that project. And so about 2 weeks ago, we just completed the first phase of the project and did over 100,000 masks to be distributed to COVID-19 patients and then their families and the communities around them. And so that has been a really exciting project. And then just last week, I was contacted again, and they asked us to do a second round, this time 75,000 masks. They've already distributed the first 100,000. And so that's what we'll be doing. So in the end, I was very blessed to not have to stay confined, but I have to deal with the very real issue of possibly contracting COVID-19. And even worse, my greatest fear is that I'll bring it home to Michael. And but I'm very careful. I wear gloves, I wear a mask, I sanitize myself when I come home. I try to keep that distance as I'm working with people. And I just have to pray and trust in the Lord. So in terms of looking at Psalm 23, and the Lord being our shepherd, I have just felt God's guidance as every challenge comes up, as we encounter every new thing. I have just felt His leading in ways that are deeper than I've experienced before. And then also getting to have those times of restoration and drawing near to Him and just feeling his restoring my soul and giving me wisdom and being my light, being that light inside my mind when I felt surrounded by darkness. And then I have really felt His anointing and the abundance in learning new things, in gaining new skills through this time, having to do things we've never done before, but just feeling like God's hand is upon us and that we're doing the right thing. And then my favorite part of Psalm 23 is the end, where it says that the Lord, you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. I had to look at that and see, what does that actually mean? And the commentary says that no enemy can keep you from enjoying the generous abundance of the Lord when you're in His house, when you're at His table. And I was just thinking, that is what Psalm 23 is all about. That is, for me, what it means to have the Lord as our shepherd, when He's our foundation, when He is that solid ground that we stand on and the one we trust in, when He hosts us, when we bring our soul to His table, there's no obstacle, there's no enemy that can keep us from enjoying it. And not just today, but His mercies, His grace will last throughout all the days of our life, and we will dwell in His house forever. So what great joy is that? So I just want to encourage you, friends. I know it's been a difficult time, and we don't know where the end is. We don't know where these days are taking us, but the Lord does. He's our shepherd. He's planning out our days. He's planning out what He has for us. And so we just need to put our trust in Him. Let's journey inward. Let's be courageous to go in when we can't go out. And let's enjoy Him. And just love Him and enjoy all that He has for us. I just want to say again, thank you so much for being there for us. Michael and I love you. And I hope in a few months' time, we'll get to see you and worship with you again. God bless you. Love you. Bye.